This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're damn right we start now. It's In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Lopez, Figgy, and myself, Reginald Atatula, as Sean said. I always appreciate that particular handoff. You never know exactly what you're going to get.
No, you don't.
And but it's always good, man.
Yeah.
It's always good.
Yeah.
We're going to do our best to give you another good 4 hours. Here in the loop. Always get involved by hopping on the YouTube and the Twitch. Those things are available to you. Sports Radio 610 on YouTube. Twitch is 610 Houston. And then, of course, you do have the text line, the 5-Hour Energy fan line. 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans. That number, 713-572-4610. Hit us up there. Get involved with the conversation. We appreciate that greatly. And is it okay if I start with the show with an apology?
Of course. If you need to apologize, you need to apologize.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
I have been operating from a place
where
I'm like, look, man, I know Kenyon Green has not lived up, has not been up to snuff, right? Like, he has not been doing what has been necessary. But I was like, look, man, what are you going to do? Go down to the guard store?
Mm-hmm.
It's not an offensive lineman store. Like, these things are not typically what happens during the course of a season, just acquiring a lineman.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Vikings said a word.
Yeah.
As the Vikings made a trade for left tackle Cam Robinson from the Jaguars. That is a starting left tackle in the league being traded. And not a bad one at that. Middle of the road, probably maybe a little bit better than that left tackle for Cam Robinson gets traded. And okay, cool. So maybe Caserio can go to the guard store, right? And if that's the case, what guards are now available? Like, I think that we open ourselves, or at least I personally open myself up to the possibility that, okay, maybe I was wilding. I doubted the ability of these general managers to convince another team to get a guy from a team that is selling. So what's out there now? 713-572-4610. Let's dive into this. One of the ones that I immediately thought of is, if we're looking at, or before I even get there, there's been some guys that have been speculated. NFL.com suggested the Raiders, because the Raiders are definitely sellers at this point. And honestly, I would posit that they were sellers as soon as they decided that they were going to choose between Aiden O'Connell, and Gardner Minshew to be their starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. When they did that in the offseason, I was like, okay, cool. So at some point, they're going to be selling, right?
Yeah.
And Andrus Peat is out there as a suggestion. Or a New York Giants tackle, Evan Neal, who, you know, he has the size and maybe not the size to probably play guard, even if not necessarily the talent to play on the outside. But both of those guys are dudes that are not viewed as starters. They're the guy that's being checked in during jumbo packages. And so, like, what are you actually getting in those ways? However, could I interest you?
Mm-hmm.
And could do you think you'd be able to swing this, right? Nick Caserio would be able to swing a trade in division? Because one of the things we were talking about yesterday was an in division trade, right?
Yes, Daniel Scherf.
Daniel Scherf is another
Brunskill,
one.
Daniel Brunskill.
But Brunskill from the Titans, who he also is kind of like an additional guard. But Brandon Scherf, who is a starting right guard for the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars have demonstrated themselves to be sellers.
They are sellers, big time. I mean, I saw a story today that they have 5 likely trade candidates, 5 that could be traded. So, yeah, they are absolutely sellers.
I just don't know. Do you think that it's possible that Nick Caserio could get a starting lineman off of a division rival?
Yes, I think that's vastly overrated when the division team is clearly, I mean, they're on the cusp of rebuild mode almost. Whether it's the Titans or even the Jaguars with their highly paid franchise quarterback, they're going to have to retool. Maybe not rebuild. They're going to have to retool, and that includes getting cap space. That includes getting new players, younger players, et cetera. So, absolutely. I think it's very overrated, though. You don't trade in the division. Now, when you're trading a quarterback, well, then I think you don't trade at all, ever, with a division team. And we found that out back in the day with obviously Deshaun Watson. Caserio flat out said, we ain't going to do it.
Right.
You know, but that's a quarterback. That's a different animal.
I think that if there's any of the ones from this space, Andrus Peat doesn't move me. Mm-hmm. I love this NFL pro. I got to thank Seth again. Maybe I'll send him a fruit basket or something for pointing me in the direction of this particular functionality that the mm-hmm. NFL makes available, because I can get in there and watch individual plays from all across and just circle on a single player, right? Mm-hmm. And I did that for Andrus Peat. And I looked at the film and literally got two plays in before I saw him get beat like a drum versus Baltimore.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, see, that's the thing that I'm not trying to do. And that's the thing that's kind of tough when you're going to get a guard of mm-hmm. this or a player like this, is that who are the guards that teams are going to be willing to trade you, and what caliber of player are they? Now, of course, Kenyon Green has not been particularly good to the point where he's getting beat instantly off the line. And then you have to ask, is it better than Kenyon Green? Yes, but how much better, and what are you giving up? Andrus Peat, I don't know if that's the case. Evan Neal, does that do anything for you?
Evan Neal's an interesting one, because you mentioned this. He's got the size to be able to play. I think he's maybe had some good reps inside. A little bit. Did you watch him?
I can't, because he hasn't played a snap this year. Again, these are the things that we're talking about mm-hmm. with some of these guys that are available, and some of these guys that I guess the news breakers would bring up.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Scherff looks like he could play. He plays right guard, though.
Yeah.
And then, you saw something mm-hmm. not more than an hour ago that really, I think, is intriguing with the possibility of a trade deadline to address the offensive
line. Jeremy Fowler reporting that it is flipping a guard for a guard would not exactly shock him in terms of the Texans. And that means Kenyon Green traded for another guard. The one that was mentioned was Nate Davis from the Bears. Apparently he's on the radar. But I think what it speaks to, he actually also said that he heard about that potential trade of Kenyon Green before Week 8.
That's super
That's
intriguing.
That's interesting.
Right, because it's obviously Kenyon Green had a no good, terrible, very bad outing when it came to
this past week.
And look, I understand that D'Amico Ryans will say that it's not all bad, and technically that is correct. But with offensive linemen, if there is enough bad that we can comment on it, that is a problem, right? Offensive line is one of those positions in sports where it's a lot better if we don't talk about you than if we do, right?
Because
it's supposed to be, if we don't talk about you, it's all everything is A-OK, and you're knocking down the assignments consistently. That is not what it's been for Kenyon Green, right? But with that being the case, like mm-hmm. I had not considered the idea of them trading him necessarily. Yeah. Like the idea was, hey, do they possibly bench him or whatever?
Yeah.
The idea that there's a possibility of him being traded and
for another guard,
that thought process happening earlier. Now, I will stop and say, do you think that Fowler is reporting or getting his information from other teams or from maybe sources near or inside the Texans organization? Because I think that also changes the tenor of this information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Most of these types of rumors, to me, maybe other people believe otherwise, probably 80% of the time come from agents. These guys are always talking to agents, and the agent might say, hey, man, the Texans are talking about blah, blah, blah. So it's almost secondhand, but the agents generally know what's going on. But a lot of them, like I said, maybe 20% do come from teams. I would say not the Texans. The Texans are a vault. The Texans are extremely, extremely well-equipped to keep things in-house. So I would say either the Bears or another team or agents. Now, it is funny, and you brought this to light before the show when we heard this. Like, even when D'Amico was talking about Kenyon Green and asked about Kenyon Green, it was like, well, listen to this, and then we'll hear yours.
Kenyon is done fine. Kenyon, of course, like I said yesterday, he had some bad plays. A lot of guys had some bad plays, and Everybody's asking about Kenyon, and nobody feels, you know, worse about this than Kenyon, right? And nobody, he knows he has to play better. He will play better, and let's go to work. Like, that's what it's about. It's not about everybody trying to figure out, is Kenyon out? And like, unless Kenyon is ready, he'll be ready to roll, and we won six games with Kenyon. Like, we got to keep going.
Ooh, he really did. He struggled getting out of the gate there. All right, just isolate the start of this again for me, yeah. Right? This is, hey, man, we're asking specifically, is Kenyon Green going to keep his starting spot on the offensive line? Let's see how quickly our guy D'Amico Ryans gets out the gate.
Kenyon is done fine. Kenyon, of course, like I said yesterday, he had some bad plays.
There we go. Kenyon. Let me tell you something about Kenyon. Yeah, I was like, okay, we got to find the right thing to say.
Kenyon is number 76. Kenyon is
factually
an NFL player.
He's on this team. I do find it interesting that maybe the first place that he went there was nobody feels worse about this than Kenyon. Yeah, I'd imagine so, right? But that feels like it made it abundantly clear that, yo, this Kenyon thing is untenable, even with D'Amico Ryans, who I think will be, you know, is going to be as supportive of his players, and he's already made it abundantly clear that his MO, his approach, is positivity. But, and I understand that also in the course of saying that, right, like of that
I love
clip
this.
That we had.
I love
he went to a place where he was like, you know, he's going to put in the work.
He's, and when he's a big guy. Yeah,
he's a guy.
He's a guy.
But in the NFL. Man, tell me that didn't sound like we got to find something nice to say.
Yes.
We're searching for something.
You know what
nice
I love the most about it? He said his name like nine or ten times. Kenyon, you know, Kenyon is Kenyon.
So. It's funny. I like when D'Amico Ryans get. I don't want to say that was a little snippy, but he kind of get like that when people keep asking him about a certain person.
He's just sort of like, "How do I get out of this?"
Like y'all keep talking about this. So yeah,
how do I get out of this without really saying something I don't want to say?
Yeah,
it was funny.
But you put that together with this reporting that Jeremy Fowler of ESPN brings you, and it's like, okay, well, this feels like. Not only have they been in that place with Kenyon Green, but like hopefully that they have a level of wherewithal to be able to make a move happen to add something guard wise. And to what level, I don't know. But if you can get a starting caliber guard, that's the thing that I was already in a place where I was like, it does not seem like something that happens in the NFL. So again, I'll apologize for saying that you can't go to the guard store. It seems like
there is one out there.
And I really hope that he comes back with a really good one, whether it's someone like a Brandon Scherff or whether it's someone like a Nate Davis. I went and you mentioned, or Fowler actually mentioned that as a potential name. We went and watched him a little bit. He is a right guard for the Bears, and for the clips that I was able to see quickly before the show, it looks like he was handling his business. I don't know that I saw anything that was like particularly incredible, and of course I'm not going to pretend like I've seen all of his play, but I was like, all right, he is handling his business. They're running an outside zone and he seems to know what he's doing.
That's key right there too.
And so I'm like, all right, that looks like something that is passable. And if there's anything that you'll be willing to put up with, at the very least, passable at guard play, even if he's having to switch from right to left, I understand that, or all those things. Give me passable guard play.
And the other thing about this that I find key is a lot of times in today's world, people just tweet crap out, and you know, who knows how seriously you can take it. I always consider. The sourcing on this, like the reporting sourcing, so to speak. Jeremy Fowler is not going to just casually put that out.
Oh, like the bona fides of the reporter?
Like a lot of people. Yeah, yes, exactly. Like a lot of people say, hey, I've heard this or I've heard that, and people run with it. No. This is Jeremy Fowler, you know, who, you know, obviously he's got some pelts on the wall and is an NFL actual reporter talking about under-the-radar trade candidates, and Kenyon Green is high on that list. To me, That matters a little bit. That matters a lot of bit. That he's, you know, he's clearly gotten this from somewhere. And the other part of this that I think is very important, and we just alluded to it a little bit in the toss with Sean and Seth, is I've, you know, speaking of apologies, you know, I don't know if it's an apology or just an adjustment or whatever, but I've been saying, you know, does one player really matter that much when the offensive line has really a multitude of issues depending on the day, you know? I think one player in this case does. It's been that bad, man.
Well, yeah, when you ask that question, I hear what you're saying, because it's not going to fix everything. It's not a panacea.
Yeah.
But the issue is Kenyon Green, at the very least, had gotten to a point where that was a clear weak spot. mm-hmm. that was constantly yeah. there. And the offensive line is works like a chain, right? Yeah. You're only as strong as your weakest link. And in addition to that, that is also a weakest link that you have somebody actively trying to throw a sledgehammer at. Yeah. One of the things you saw in the course of this Colts game, you could see the point in time where Gus Bradley, the defensive coordinator of the Colts, smelled blood
that guy.
And said, number 76 is the mark, right? That is the mark that we need to yeah. attack. And you saw them throw various stunts. Mm-hmm. And
they were stacking players in front of him.
Right, overloads directly on that side, knowing that this is a dude who we do not believe capable of holding up. If you give yourself a situation where now teams don't feel like there's one particular place, you've done something significant to help your quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think that position, I don't think it's going to, I think it's going to help, of course, because I think Kenyon Green just got unplayable yeah. at this point. I think when you're unplayable, I think you got to get somebody there to stop the bleeding. But I don't know if this, whoever they get, that one person going to change the whole offensive line, man. I think it's a whole vibe. I think it starts with the best player.
Well, and as I mentioned, like Kenyon Green, you wouldn't think that the left guard can change everything, and I've said that, but I think it's wrong now that I look at it, and especially when you look at this last game, Reggie, like especially that one play where they stacked, I believe it was three players. There was two players stacked, and one was kind of roaming behind right in front of Kenyon Green, just sort of confusing him and you know, bringing the attack there. It affects Juice Scruggs. It affects Laremy Tunsil. How, because they're trying to help him or they're trying to get to the next level. You're trying to dissect who's coming and where they're coming. It affects the tight end, whether it's Cade Stover or Dalton Schultz. So there's three dudes right there on from the middle to the left of end of the line that Kenyon Green's bad play is directly affecting. So, yeah, I think it has to be on the table.
Some other things to note with this Jeremy Fowler kind of note about the idea that the Texans might be interested or might have been even before week mm-hmm. 8, interested in trading Kenyon Green guard for guard to obviously address that position. He also mentioned that with Nate Davis, who is a potential, you know, get in that particular type of trade mm-hmm. from the Chicago Bears, he has $8 million in salary thereabouts, and that apparently the Bears would be willing to cover that, which
or some of it or most
or
of
some
it,
of that, yeah. right? Not all of it, but cover some of that to make it more tenable, which would be helpful in that. But then also going back to your question, Lopez, mm-hmm. the idea of how much can one player move change this? Davis is mm-hmm. a guy who is on his second deal,
mm-hmm.
but what if someone on the text line brought up like Joel Bitonio, right, who is a guard for the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, that's what I thought about.
And he is a 33-year-old dude who is a six-time yeah. Pro Bowler. He's been, you know, like that kind of player. I do wonder if you end up with a player like that. Not saying that the Bears are, mm-hmm. The Browns are indeed fully selling, because I do wonder how they feel now that Jameis Winston has demonstrated himself able of running that offense to the point where they can beat an in-division rival and one of the better teams in the league in the Ravens this past week, right? If they are selling, or even if you just get a player like that, how much does coming from outside of this culture that I think some people are looking at this offensive yeah. line and saying, is there a negative culture? Having somebody that is a veteran that can come in and also have his own kind of motivation and maybe help turn that for the better if indeed you feel like the way that the offensive line room is working is substandard when it comes to their motivation.
And last thing, and I know we're going to revisit this for sure, but you know, if you are a team that has pretty much been on the record, certainly made it clear that you are, quote, going for it. If it's that bad at left guard, you almost have the obligation, you know, to at least kick the tires on another guard. Like, you went and got this five-headed monster. You went and got, you know, Joe Mixon. You're throwing all your chips on the table. You almost have to do something at left guard.
Yeah, and also because this is a team that offensively, you have a lot of talent there, mm-hmm. and you've only been able to ring out, what, like a 14th middle-of-the-road type offensive yeah. production. You need to be able to get more out of what you have, and it seems like one of the big reasons why you haven't been able to do that is offensive line play. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Just getting going on a Wednesday as we lead up to Thursday Night Football versus the Jets on Halloween at MetLife Stadium. Coming up next, because we are talking to our guy Adam Spillane at 10:40, we'll do the question of the day next. I don't know if you're watching the World Series, but some dudes got thrown out of that event. What's the best reason that you've been kicked out of a place, or just any reason at all that you've been kicked out of a place? 713-572-4610 is the 5-Hour Energy fan line. We'll discuss all of your answers next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.